Reagan Davis, Georgia. The Weird Girl. Here we go again, Reagan thought, opening the yellow double doors of James Johnson High School. She loved her classes, but the social scene and high school bureaucracy dampened her enthusiasm. She had never walked through these doors on the first day of school without feeling a sense of impending doom. Reagan headed straight for the first day of school assembly. She looked around at her peers, many nervously speculating about the principal's new rules. There had been rumors that the administration was going to enforce the dress code more stringently this year, partly to prevent students from exhibiting gang affiliations on school grounds. Reagan usually wore innocuous sundresses and long necklaces, but she worried that the dress code would rein her in. Her long, often wild, curly hair had been some permutation of every color in the rainbow since she was 13. She had removed her tongue piercing a few years ago, but had kept the orbital in her right ear. She would have to be extra careful this year not to expose her tattoos. Reagan merged into the crowd with some acquaintances, grateful to have her new, beautiful girlfriend, Crystal, at her side. Crystal had a calming effect on Reagan. A hip-hop artist whose band seemed on the verge of hitting it big, Crystal had dropped out of school to pursue music. She was here this morning, only for the assembly, to give Reagan moral support on her first day of school. Crystal raised her hand as if to touch Reagan's face, then quickly retracted it. "Oh, never mind," she said. "What?" asked Reagan. You have something on your face. I wanted to wipe it off for you, but I forgot we're at school." Reagan swiped her cheek and sighed. "Is this what I have to look forward to? A year of secrecy?" she thought. Reagan was in love with Crystal, but it was difficult to be gay in the Bible Belt. Her Georgia town was an urban mix of white conservatives and black families relocated from a rough neighborhood. Most Johnson students were black. So was Crystal. The town was more accepting of interracial dating than same-sex relationships. Reagan wasn't openly gay at school. Her friends knew, but at school she played the pronoun game, referring to her social plans using we instead of she.